Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about how the intention of the believer is better than his action. As you know, intentions and niyat, which is the Arabic word for intentions, is a very important topic, especially in Islamic ethics. That is because whenever they want to assess and evaluate whether a certain action is good or not, or they want to determine the level of goodness of an action, they explicitly state, the experts in Islamic ethics and akhlaq, they state that this depends on the nature of the intention with which the action was performed. And this general rule and law, it is something that they derive from the very famous prophetic hadith and tradition in which the Prophet, as you know, he said, innamal a'malu bin niyat. This is every Muslim, he knows this by heart, this very famous tradition in which the Prophet said, actions are by intentions, which in essence means that the spiritual and moral value of every action is proportionate and corresponds to the goodness and the righteousness of the niyat and the intention with which the action was performed, right? So in line with this general rule, in this beautiful hadith, the imam, he says that the good person, the good believer, right, he always intends to do more than what he ends up doing, and because of that, the intention of the believer is always better than the action that is practically performed by the believer. Let's look at the hadith and then we can talk about it, inshallah, more in detail. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, the intention of a believer is better than his action. That is because he intends good that he cannot perform. Right? The believer, you know, this is something that, you know, has also been mentioned in other traditions as well. For example, we have one hadith from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is a very famous hadith, in which the Imam said, God loves the very high and transcendent intentions and ambitions. Inna Allaha yuhibbu ma'ali al-umur wa safsafiha. God loves the high ambitions, the good intentions, high intentions, right? And naturally, this world, you know, we live in a world where, you know, a lot of times things happen which, you know, prevent us from, you know, achieving those, you know, those lofty dreams and those good, and noble goals and transcendent motives that we might have. And conversely, the Imam says, and the intention of the disbeliever is worse than his action, because he intends evil and he wishes in evil what he cannot perform. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at how the intention of the believer is better than his action. In the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.